from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Happy Monday, Mike.
Now we've got a PMI, and not just a PMI, but a flash PMI, and they don't come any flasher than that, do they?
They don't. Now we're going to have a bit of a look at at some indicators of global activity. So get a bit of read on how the global economy is going, because what is becoming more and more obvious, Mike, is that we've got a bit of decoupling going on. We're starting to see quite divergent situations in some of the major developed economies. So we're going to look at this through the lens of what we call the flash PMIs. These were released late last week, which all sounds pretty good, doesn't it? What are they? These are purchasing manager indexes, and we call them flash because they're an early read. They're the first look at the data, and they look at manufacturing and services sector activity. So what's happening in the factories, what's happening in the service sector, you combine them together, you get a composite number. So what did they tell us? We've got this two-speed issue going on, Mike. Europe and Japan have started the year quite weakly. Within that statement, though, what we're seeing is the factories and manufacturing activity is increasing, but the services sectors remain quite depressed. Within Europe, though, Germany's going okay, but the Eurozone is getting pulled down by basically everyone else. In fact, the Eurozone actually bounced back into expansion around the middle of last year, but then it got that second surge in COVID, which dealt the economic momentum a bit of a blow. So Japan on a composite level has never made it back into expansion mode. So the winners out of all this are the US and Germany. If we take a step back, though, in all the jurisdictions, that comment about the services sector suffering more than the manufacturing sector is true. And we're seeing evidence of this in the supply chain disruptions. The factories get up and running, particularly in the US. That's putting strain on the supply chain. There's certainly more evidence now, though, that the US is enjoying a strong start to the year. Quick look at the numbers. US services sector, 58.9 was the index reading. That increase is the best they have seen in 6 years. The US manufacturing sector, 58.5, slightly behind January, but still very strong. Well, if we roll those up into the composite index, 58.8, that is a 71-month high, which does indicate, even though there might be pockets of weakness in the US sort of economic activity, the underlying economy is starting to get some momentum. By contrast, the UK still below 50, 49.8. Thing there, Mike, though, everyone was expecting actually a lot worse number than that. So the UK, perhaps the old COVID thing, didn't hit them quite as hard as people had thought.
All right. And this week, what have we got? The RB.
Yeah, I got the RB. They step up to the plate on the 24th, so that's Wednesday. This is a monetary policy statement, and we get the media conference. And this is a bit of a tricky one for the Monetary Policy Committee and Governor Orr, and we'll talk more about it as we get closer to the date. But they've got this problem of, you know, red-hot property market, but still wanting to keep accommodative monetary policy, so we'll cover that off. Reporting season continues this week in Australasia, here and across the Tasman, and we'll keep you up to speed with the important companies as they report. Later in the week, Mike, we've got the local trade balance, and trade balance has been going very well. We've also got the second estimate of US fourth quarter GDP, and of course, rounding the week off, Mike, big event, major event on the business social calendar, the Craggy Range Business Lunch and Deep Purple Day. Fingers crossed we come out of level two, or else we won't be able to go.
Deep Purple Day. What are the numbers for this Monday, mate?
Monday morning, actually, the US market on Friday, relatively stable. So the Dow Jones, 31,494. It was up 1 point. The S&P 500 down 7 points, 3906. And the NASDAQ, 13,874, up 9 points. So not a lot of movement there. The FTSE 100, 6624. It was up 7. The Nikkei, 30,017. That was down 0.72% on Friday. Shanghai Composite, up 0.5%, 3696. The Australasian market's a little bit weaker. The ASX 200, 6793. That was down 1.3%. And the NZX 50, 12,548, down 85 points or 0.67%. And the New Zealand market down about 4.5% for February so far now. So we're not having a great month. Now, Kiwi dollar, Mike. Kiwi dollar got very close to 73 cents on Friday night. So Kiwi dollar had a big pop up. 0.7279 was the close. 0.9259 Aussie. 0.6013 euro. 0.5195 against the pound. 76.71 Japanese yen. Gold trading at $1,784.25. And Brent crude still strong through to the end of the week. $62.91.
You have a good one, mate. Appreciate it. See you tomorrow. JMIWealth.co.nz.